choir was reduced to 4 singers, the attendees just 30, including the prince's children and his grandchildren. This was a ceremony adapted to extraordinary times. Coronavirus restrictions meant the Queen was forced to sit masked, socially distanced, alone. Whilst it was a more private affair, the service was still televised live and there was a considerable military presence, as per the Duke of Edinburgh's wishes. His coffin was driven on a specially modified Land Rover, painted green, that he helped design himself. Much of the event, in fact, had Prince Philip's fingerprints all over it, according to the head of the UK's armed forces, who said it was a celebration of a life well lived and will show how he loved and respected the military. Of those to lead tributes inside the chapel, the Dean of Windsor.
We have been inspired by his unwavering loyalty to our Queen, by his service to the nation and the Commonwealth, by his courage, fortitude and faith.
And the Archbishop of Canterbury praised the inspiring Duke.
We remember before thee this day, Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, rendering thanks unto thee, for his resolute faith and loyalty, for his high sense of duty and integrity, and for the courage and inspiration of his leadership.
Prince Philip's coffin will now be kept in the royal vault beneath the chapel until the Queen dies, at which point his body will be transferred to lie alongside his partner of 73 years. And so the longest serving monarch and the longest serving consort in British history will be united in death as in life. Benji Hire, Windsor.